Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Conversations Live, where we bring you the best in music, books, entertainment, and current events. When the movers and shakers of the world have something to say to you, they say it to us. Now, here is your host, Cyrus Webb.
And good afternoon, everyone, and welcome back to Conversations Live, where we connect you with the artists and authors you love, who bring you the music and books you can't get enough of. I'm your host, Cyrus Webb. I want to first thank those joining us here on the radio side of our program, those listening in through 92.3 FM. We also welcome our good friends joining us online worldwide through blogtalkradio.com. We're glad to have all of you with us as well. Recording artist Keith Moody is making his first appearance on our program today, and he's here to talk to us not only about his love of music, but the creative process in general. He has a brand new CD out, Dreaming Out Loud. We're going to talk to him about that and also introduce new music from the project here on our show. Keith, welcome to Conversations Live.
Hey, how's it going?
Going really well, man. Congratulations to you on all that you've been accomplishing, especially on the CD, Dreaming Out Loud. Keith, let's start there with the project, because I think when I was listening to the album, and we're going to let our listeners know, of course, how they can get their own copy of it, you know, it does seem as though you are living the dream that not only so many have had for themselves, but that you had for yourself as well. So what has that been like for you to be able to have a dream and now to be able to be living it?
Well, I mean, it's very rewarding, and it also makes you feel, very fortunate to be in a country where even though we have lots of problems, you still, to a certain extent, can do whatever you want. And it just makes you feel thankful for that opportunity that you've sort of been granted to do this. And also, you know, the fact that you sort of see it grow as something that started, like you said, a dream as a kid, and see it turn into something that's really become like a business, not only an artistic medium that's really yours, is just something that I don't think you can really describe in words or put a price tag on. It's just something that I think everybody, if you've ever wondered if you should step out there and do whatever it is you've dreamed about doing, I encourage you to do it, because there is nothing better you can do with your life. I believe that, outside of maybe being a parent or something like that.
Yeah,
it's just so fulfilling. I can't explain it.
So Keith, you have had the opportunity to travel this country to perform your music, to share who you are with the world through your music. Talk to us about how your life seems to be resonating with other people, because I think for some people, I was watching some of the comments on Facebook and Twitter earlier in the week, and it seems as though people seem to really get it with you. They feel something with you that they connect with, and then the music just adds another connection to them as well. What is it like for you to know that something that you love so much is being responded to in such a good way?
It goes back to that word rewarding again. It makes you feel like you have really, you know, found your place, your little niche in this universe that we live in. That something that came from your soul is benefiting others, even if it's just to make them dance and forget about their troubles for that day, or even just to, maybe it's not even like you kind of touched on this, maybe it's not even just the music part of it, maybe it's just the act of getting on a Twitter or a Facebook and that powerful, you know, social media thing that we all deal with now, and seeing that, you know, hey, here's this guy who's, you know, not a gazillionaire, and, you know, he's not necessarily an A-list celebrity, but he's doing what he loves. You know, I think that brings a lot of joy to people to know that it's not always about the superficial things out there. Right. And that, you know, maybe true happiness isn't something that you necessarily buy, even though, you know, the world has sort of become, you know, that sort of a place, especially our country where, you know, things have become very plastic, and we've sort of, you know, not by our own choice, but been exposed to the things that aren't necessarily so substantial all the time. And
right.
I think that, you know, it's sort of not just me, but other people out there, you know, sort of being able to become, you know, tangibly known for what they do, whatever that is, I think has really quenched a thirst that this country has had for about 10 or 15 years. And I think that's one of the things that, as we move on, I think it's going to completely change people's minds and just make this a better country in general. Or at least that's my hope anyway.
Yeah, and I think it's the hope of a lot of us, Keith, definitely. For those that are just tuning in, either on the radio side or online, you're listening to Conversations Live. I'm speaking with Keith Moody. He's celebrating the release of Dreaming Out Loud, but also we were talking about the beginnings here, what it's been like for him on this journey. In the CD, this is what you wrote, Keith, as a letter to all of us. These past 3 years have seemed like a dream. I crisscrossed most of the country and made places that I had only read about second homes to me and my team. Through all of this, God has shown me how to embrace triumph and defeat equally and grow from every step. Talk to us about what keeps you going forward, because, of course, you mentioned God there, and you've talked about, you know, a little bit about faith already just in this little conversation. But what is it that keeps you going when so many people, quite frankly, you know, have started on this path, maybe even with you, that are no longer on it anymore? So what has kept you motivated and kept you moving forward?
Well, it's a twofold thing. Number one, you have those moments, which we sort of, you know, referenced on the last question, where you realize that maybe what you're doing has kind of outgrown your own selfish impulses. You know, like, for instance, I had a woman who could barely speak any English, who's from Europe, who contacts me through, you know, a website and basically told me that one of my songs, you know, helped her move away from being in a suicidal state. And while that's an extreme thing, you know, that touches you. And then on sort of the internal thing is you start to look at, you know, how much you've sort of moved past as you've grown. And you realize that to give up now, you're almost sort of giving up on yourself. So you have to kind of step out and look at not only what you would be giving up personally, but also, you know, hey, maybe you're meant to, as long as you can anyway, help these other people around you.
Exactly. Now, you are not just a recording artist, Keith. You also, you write your songs. You, of course, record them. You also play the guitar. Talk to us about the creative process and how it's been able to be a friend of yours. Because, I mean, it's very obvious as I was listening to the CD that this is something that, I mean, you genuinely love to do, but that also you feel a real connection with yourself. I know, just like you, and it's interesting that you shared that story, because I think just as other people are able to connect with your music, you definitely seem to have a connection with music as well. When did you realize the power of music in your life and how you could connect with that power?
I think that it came in several stages. You know, I tell everybody the story about it. It started with listening. And realizing, you know, by listening to other performers, how they could take you to completely different places than where your mindset and your body were at that moment.
Right.
And then as you get older, you know, I think I probably started writing poetry and kind of had a gift for it. And I realized that in my English classes in elementary school all the way through high school. And so when I finally kind of put it all together and learned to play, it was just kind of a next logical step that I would write. And that just always kind of came natural to me. Now, as far as what it allows me to do, is it allows me to get a lot of complex feelings out in a way that, yeah, I'm not very good. I tell people this all the time. I'm not very good at looking someone eye to eye and saying something difficult or necessarily, you know, even though I'm pretty good at being in front of people, obviously, or I couldn't do this, but to get up in front of people and say something that's very heavy.
Yeah.
But the creative medium allows you to say it in a way that even can become more powerful maybe and even more spiritual than anything you could do conversationally. It's hard to explain. But, you know, you in the past there were other musicians that touched on it, from, you know, Dylan to Miles Davis, who didn't even use lyrics, to Jimi Hendrix, that would sort of say these same things. Is you can't really explain the feeling, but the way that it resonates with people is so different than, you know, if you were just to get up and, you know, sort of be like an orator and give this big dissertation on why you think the world needs to change, or to look across, you know, somebody at a table and tell them that you love them or that you wish they wouldn't, you know, throw away their life or whatever that heavy subject matter is, whether it's political or personal or emotional. You know, one of the main things that, you know, I can say is anyone who's listening to this who's ever heard a song that really struck with them at that perfect moment and the perfect time knows exactly what I'm saying.
Exactly. And I totally agree. And I think it has to be a humbling experience. Keith, to know that you then have written something that has that kind of effect on someone, that they don't have to say the words. They can put in a single by Keith Moody and let Keith be the one to share what that is. Again, you're listening to Conversations Live. I'm speaking with Keith Moody. He's a recording artist, as you just heard me say, but he's also a songwriter, and he plays the guitar as well. His new project is called Dreaming Out Loud, and it really is a journey that he takes the listener on. One of the singles on that project is Lay It Down Easy, Keith. Talk to us a little bit about that single. We're going to ask my producer, Jeff, to get it ready, but how did that song come about?
Well, I was getting ready to write some songs for the record, and I had this idea in my head that I had heard someone quote that, you know, every long journey begins with a single step. And I started also sort of thinking about the idea of how we sort of sometimes worry ourselves into not doing what's important as far as living our lives over these
right.
very, I guess, mundane and often minuscule things. And those two ideas sort of started to mesh in my head, and I start to think about, you know, the idea of going out there and how the world can sort of take you away from taking that first step, and then realizing that sometimes you need to just not necessarily throw those things away, because they may be something you need to do, but sometimes you just need to lay them down for a while and allow that burden to kind of slip off and have the faith to take that first step. And I sort of, you know, embody that in the second verse, with sort of that, whether it's, you know, historically accurate or not, it's really not, but the sort of the very simple version of Columbus's tale we're taught in elementary school in the second verse, to sort of, you know, a lot of people told him not to do it, that he was crazy, that it wouldn't work, or that they would die in the ocean or whatever. And, you know, while, you know, literally they didn't say the world was flat, it sort of is that idea that he still had to have the idea to kind of let all these things the world was telling him go and step out. And now we have not only the United States, but we have Canada, and we have all the Latin American nations to the south of us, all because of that one guy's ability to take that first step and lay down the things that he was told he was supposed to think by his, his surroundings, I guess, whether they were religious or actual, within the scientific community.
Right, right. And I think we all can relate to that, Keith, about the chatter around us, the voices, the noise that tries to tell us how we should live and what we should do, how we should think, what we should think. And then, of course, we have to be able to make our own decision. And I think that's a great way of being able to put it. So since we have you here, Keith, why don't you go ahead and do the honors and introduce a single for us?
Well, this song is called Lay It Down Easy, and it is off my new record, Dreaming Out Loud. I hope you enjoy it.
Remember, remain not. we're gone tomorrow, it didn't matter.
Project Dreaming Out Loud. And Keith, you know, one thing that I think all of our listeners can relate to, and you actually talked about it in leading up to the song, is, you know, being able to step out and being able to experience you know, what some might even be afraid of, because they're, you know, it's, for some people they look at it as if, you know, it's never been done, you know, what makes you think you're going to be able to do this, and look at what you've been able to do. So when you think about how you're inspiring other people to dream out loud, as you even indicate in the inside of the album, what do you hope people then would look at you and think about themselves when it comes to their own dreams?
Well, you know, I would like to think that they look at me and see perseverance, because it's going to take that. And I also hope that, you know, they realize that, you know, I hate to get political in this, but right now, where we are as a country right now, it's been pretty obvious that there's a great polarization of wealth.
Yeah.
And we have people who seem to have more than any human being should ever have, and then we have those of us who don't. And then even those of us who are in the middle, as the middle has skewed, you know, people who used to be considered wealthy, who made, you know, $250,000 a year or whatever, because of the way the economy's been, they're not exactly well off anymore. Mm-hmm. And so when you have this sort of thing of all of us have-nots ranging now in so many ways, from that income level all the way down to being on welfare and food stamps, and anyone in that group can kind of look and they can be caught kind of off guard and pulled in sort of in my opinion, an evil way, into thinking that they should want what the aristocracy has. And in my opinion, that sort of does this in. And I hope what they see with me is a guy who, you know, whose grandparents were, to say the least, blue collar. You know, they both came from essentially sharecropper families on both sides of my family, both my dad and my mom. On my dad's side, my grandfather was a cotton mill mechanic. He worked on the looms, maintaining them. And on my mom's side, my grandfather was an auto mechanic and grew his own business from nothing. Before that, I think he saved up money driving an ice cream truck, if I'm not mistaken. And both of my parents were the first in their families to graduate from college. And, you know, and here I am, you know, in a generation that, you know, basically all of the people I went to school with, my colleagues, so to speak, you know, is sort of taken for granted that we can do that.
Right.
And so many of them have sort of taken the easy way out that way. And I know this kind of feels weird, but I find it un-American of me not to try to even further advance the opportunities that my grandparents and my parents and even my great-grandparents that gave my grandparents, you know, I mean, they were sharecroppers, but they allowed them to get out of that. And sort of this literally like three generations where we are now, I feel like a lot of my group of people, my age group, we've lost sight on the endless possibility of what we can do.
Right.
And the tangible thing that we should be shooting for, and I hope I haven't lost you on this, Cyrus. I'm
no,
sorry.
No, no. I mean, it's a really good point. It's a really good point, so go ahead.
But what I mean by that is, don't get distracted by a society that tells you that you're supposed to look a certain way, or you're supposed to want a certain kind of house, or you're supposed to want you know, a car that costs, you know, $80,000 a year, because, you know, if those are the things you're trying to get, yeah, you're probably not going to get there more times than not. And even if you do, you're going to feel very unfulfilled by that, because all of that is a pure materialistic thing. Whereas I hope what they take from me is, here's a guy who took an opportunity that was given to him in this United States that we have. And this is, you know, even though it may not be, in a lot of people's opinions, the greatest country in the world anymore, and that's all what you think and how you feel about it, but I still feel that what is the best about this country is the fact that you can do whatever you want, sort of free from anyone confining you. You can drive from state to state and play music if you want to.
Right.
You can, you know, it may be harder, you know, depending on where you come from, how many obstacles you face, but I still, you know, I think about the fact that, you know, my grandparents were in the poorest of poor situations, and they bettered their situation. They lived what for them was a very tangible dream. And then my parents lived what was a tangible dream. So instead of reaching for something that's not going to fulfill you anyway, try to find a dream that makes you feel good, and don't worry about how it looks to anyone else. I hope I know I went a long way around to get to there. So that was
no,
my point, is that, like, my dream is to play music and make a living at it until
right.
I die. That's what I want. You know, some people may want to have a hot dog cart, and that's fine. Or they may want to work on machinery, and that's fine. And it's all about what you want to do. Some people, you know, their dream may be to just bum around the beach. Well, go down there and get you a job bartending. If that's what makes you happy, that's what you should do. Because that's the real American dream, is that you have the freedom to get what you want out of life, as long as it is something that is tangible.
Exactly.
But we have allowed, and getting back on my political soapbox a little bit, I think that we have sort of allowed the aristocracy in this country, that's my term for them, because they have made us want something that most times they were born into. And by doing that, they have made us sort of slaves in a way, because we have almost become like the serfs and the peasants in medieval times, and if that makes sense. We sort of go to work for their companies, and we bust our rear ends so they can make $30 million bonuses. And, you know, there's nothing wrong with working for a company and working your way up the ladder. That's a great dream, too.
Right.
But you should be doing that to get what you want out of life. You shouldn't be doing it striving for something that when you get it, most times, isn't going to fill that hole inside of you. The money will never fill that hole. That's what I hope that they see with me.
And
so,
you know,
you
talk about the soapbox, though. One of the things about artists like yourself is that you're able to do that because you have the platform. And so, I mean, I think once you have people's attention, it is important to have something to say. And so, I mean, that's what you have to say. And I think that's great that you're using that platform that way. I mean, because, I mean, people do need to think differently, and people need to think outside the box, and not everyone will be encouraged to do what you've done. But I think what you are showing people is that it is possible, even though they may not be encouraged to do it. It is something that's possible, and they should go for it. Again, Keith Moody, everyone, is our guest. Again, the title of his album is Dreaming Out Loud. The single you heard here is Lay It Down Easy. Keith, let our listeners know how they can find out more information about you and also how they can get the album.
Oh, well, I would love for you to visit my website, keithmoody.com, and it has links to every possible way you'd want to buy the record. Also, you can stream it on Spotify and Pandora, which I encourage you to do, to check it out. And, you know, please follow me on Twitter and on Facebook and stuff. I love to talk to people. It may take me a little while to get back to you, but just send me something. I promise you I'll get back to you eventually, usually within a day or two.
All right. So KeithMoody.com, and again, you can find him on Facebook and Twitter. Just look up Keith Moody Music. So, Keith, congratulations to you, man. Again, Dreaming Out Loud is the project. We do encourage our listeners to get it. And, Keith, it goes without saying, man, you're welcome back anytime. I'd love to check back in with you later on this year.
Thank you, Cyrus. I appreciate it.
Hey, no problem. We're going to take a break here. Remember, at 30 minutes past the hour, I'll be speaking with the mime group, A&K. They'll be talking to us about how they're able to bring music to life through their ministry. You're listening to Conversations Live here on the radio at 92.3 FM and online through blogtalkradio.com.
GEICO has some bad news. There is no money tree, and there is no gold at the end of the rainbow. However, Geico could save you hundreds on your car insurance. No matter what the competition says, Geico has been saving people so much money, over 4 million drivers switched last year. So call Geico for a free rate quote today. It's easier than trying to shake down a leprechaun.
For a free rate quote, visit geico.com or call 1-800-947-AUTO. 15 minutes could save you hundreds on car insurance.